Ms. Cage, please.
Case number 11,365, Susan Thompson, north of Road 361, Muddy Neck Road and Kent Avenue, and the Assawoman Canal being Unit 41 of Bahamas Beach Cottages on New Providence Road. Tax map is District 134, Map 17, Parcel 44, Unit 41, a variance from the separation requirements between units.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Susan Thompson, 611 New Providence Road, Bethany Beach, Delaware.
Rick Schaefer, 600 Arthurstown Road, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Hi.
Can you explain your request to the board, please?
I'm sorry?
Could you explain your request to the board,
yes,
please?
Oh, yes, yes. I'd like to start off with the existing porch. We purchased the house in 2000, 14 years ago, and that the house already had this bumped out front porch on it when we purchased it from the original owners. We had put the house on the market and tried to sell it, and it didn't sell. So the house is getting too small. I have two young children who are growing up quite quickly. So we decided since we couldn't sell it, we'd expand. So we put a new living room addition onto it. And we wanted to build very smart located steps near the underneath the house, so it reaches underneath the house. You park underneath the house. And there's always, you know, lots of going up a flight of steps, lots of groceries, lots of luggage, and so forth. So we wanted to put the steps conveniently located next to the driveway where we parked the car. And when this was all designed, we didn't realize that because we bought the house with the existing front porch, that our front porch did not have a variance on file.
Okay.
So I guess we're seeking variance for the existing front porch as when we purchased the house. And for the new proposed steps, we are not asking for to go out any further than the existing front porch is. As a matter of fact, we're asking for a 37 and a half foot setback based upon a 40 allowed 40 setback. The existing front porch is 37 feet.
Okay. All right. Are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start any review. Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
None at this time.
Mr. Riggers?
You said you inherited this?
Yes, we bought the house.
Both violations?
No. Just the front porch.
Okay.
But for the steps on the right side, we're not asking to go any further out than what the house has been as long as we've owned it for 14 years.
Okay.
Does that make sense? I'm sorry. Did I say that correctly?
Yes. Yeah. That clears it up.
Very good job.
Thank you,
Mr. Workman.
No questions.
And I, Mr. Scanlon, have no questions.
Okay.
Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Okay, there's one gentleman here.
Rick Schaefer. I'm the president of the Homeowners Association, and we don't have a problem with this being a little bit closer.
Thank you, sir. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Again, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,365 for the following reasons that the applicant has presented to this board, and they didn't inherit the 2.5. Is that correct? 2.5 from the 40, and they inherited that. And I would say that the there is in that concave there, there is a uniqueness to the property with the concave that they have on that curve. And the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I don't believe the unnecessary hardship is and exceptional difficulty has been caused by the applicant, and the variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood. And the requested variance is a minimum that we're for relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickers and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,365. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,365 is approved.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, ma'am.